My name is Viola, the baddest girl on radio, gonna be with you till 10 o'clock today. There's gonna be a lot of exciting stuff here on Zuccani Saturday. Now, do remember, something big is coming to your radio on Wednesday, 30th July 2025 at 10 a.m. The political podcast with Yoela Chomba, a thought-provoking show unpacking Zambia's most pressing political and governance show issues. Don't miss this premiere, airing simultaneously on Power 91.3 FM, YAR 89.7 FM, Power 87.9 FM, and Power 102.4 Livingston, and of course Beat TV Channel 92 on Top Star. Mark your calendar. The show premiere is on July 30th, 2025. Do not miss it.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka.
Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. Get interactive with Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
A new source of energy has arrived in your town. Power 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM. We play nothing but power.
Is it the man that I don't miss? Is the song where we get
from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
More stakeholders have joined in calling for the immediate withdrawal of the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill No. 13 of 2025. Economists warns of widespread under-declaration in Zambia's mining sector. In international news, Dominicans protest government's plan to regularize Haitian immigrants. In sports, Aaron Grant ready for China Challenge.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. In local news on Wednesday, more stakeholders joined in calling for the immediate withdrawal of the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill No. 13 of 2025. A consortium of civil society organizations on good governance was concerned that the proposed amendment threatens to fundamentally undermine the security of land tenure in Zambia by shifting critical judicial responsibilities to politically vulnerable civil servants. Speaking on behalf of the 11 CSOs, a consortium chairperson, Isaac Mwanza, said the proposed provision to grant the chief registrar of lands, who is a civil servant, the discretionary power to cancel certificates of title was concerning. Mr. Mwanza argued that this was a clear departure from the current legal framework, where such decisions to cancel title deeds lie with the judiciary, an independent and constitutionally protected arm of government. Mr. Mwanza noted that giving a civil servant powers to unilaterally revoke a certificate of title was a recipe for anarchy into the land tenure administration, as it has a potential to weaken the judiciary and promote political interference.
As a consortium, we call upon the government to withdraw the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill No. 13 of 2025, which threatens to fundamentally undermine the security of land tenure in Zambia by shifting critical judicial responsibilities to politically vulnerable civil servants. What has been proposed in the bill is a grave departure from the current legal framework, where decisions to cancel title deeds lie with the judiciary, which is an independent and constitutionally protected arm of government. Now, allowing an appointed official to unilaterally revoke a certificate of title will weaken the judiciary, but will also embolden political interference and introduce anarchy into land tenure administration.
A Lusaka-based economist, Yusuf Dodia, raised concerns over the illicit financial flows in Zambia's mining sector, citing a significant disparity between official figures and actual transactions. According to Mr. Dodia, the reported $3.5 billion in illicit financial flows for 2024 is just the tip of the iceberg, with the real figure likely to be much higher. Speaking when he featured on the Thursday's edition of the Voice of the People show, Mr. Dodia highlighted the issue of under-declaration of exports, where mining companies declare lower volumes of minerals than they actually export. He alleged that a mining company can be exporting 100 to 200 tons of copper daily, but only declaring 20 tons on paper, arguing that this deprives the government of much-needed revenue and hinders economic growth. The Financial Intelligence Center's report, which Mr. Dodia referenced, reveals anomalies in financial transactions, but he believes the actual extent of illicit financial flows is much larger than what is reported. In other news, the Basic Education Teachers Union of Zambia has denied allegations of meeting with a named opposition political party. The union's leadership clarified that they have never met with any political party and that anyone claiming to represent BETAs in such meetings has no authority from the union. BETAs General Secretary Henry Sinkala condemned a malicious attempt to impersonate BETAs through a fake Facebook page.